Listening Library presents Save the Penguins by Anita Sanchez and Chelsea Clinton. Read for you by Deanna Prince. With a letter written and read by Chelsea Clinton. Chapter 1. The Party Birds. When you meet a penguin, the first thing you notice is that he's all dressed up for a party. At least, it looks that way. A penguin's crisp, black and white coloring looks like a fancy tuxedo. All that's missing is a bow tie. The first European explorers who encountered penguins centuries ago weren't exactly sure what the strange creatures were. Birds, mammals, or maybe a kind of fish. At first glance, it seemed these animals waddling along the ice couldn't be birds. Penguins can't fly like most birds can. On land, they walk around with tiny steps, waving seemingly useless wings. They can go faster when they lie down and slide on their bellies over the smooth ice. But afoot, these plump, clumsy birds are, well, kind of like fish out of water. But once penguins dive into the ocean, everything changes. Their black and white forms zoom through the water like spaceships at warp speed. Their strong wings act as powerful oars in the water. They use their large webbed feet to steer, weaving and darting this way and that. Penguins are the fastest swimming birds on the planet. Some types of penguins can swim 20 miles an hour, about twice as fast as most people can run. And some penguins can dive deep into the freezing depths of the sea as far down as 1,800 feet deep. That's the length of a 100-story building. Penguins can also leap out of the water and splash back in again, playing in the waves like dolphins. But of course, no matter how good they are in the water, penguins aren't fish. They're birds. If you run your hand over a penguin's glossy head, you'll find they have something no fish has ever had. Feathers. Penguins are flightless birds, but they still need feathers. The short, thick feathers overlap each other like tiles on a roof, making the penguin's body streamlined and fast in the water. The thick coat of feathers also keeps the bird's body warmth close to the skin and helps to keep the cold out. Penguins have more feathers per square inch than any other bird. Some have 100 feathers per square inch. These feathers are perfect for long, cold swims, since penguins usually spend more time in the water than they do on land. Which penguin is which? Penguins all wear tuxedos, but they aren't all alike. There are more than one kind of penguin. In fact, there are 18 different species of these adorable birds. You've probably seen pictures of penguins on Antarctic ice and snow. But not all penguins live where it's cold. Only 4 species of penguins live in Antarctica, which is the icy continent that surrounds the South Pole. Some species of penguins live on sunny, sandy beaches. Others live on the rocky coastlines of Australia and New Zealand, on the southernmost tip of Africa, or along the edge of South America. One species lives farther north, hanging out on the remote Galapagos Islands, which are right on the equator, the imaginary line around the middle of the Earth. Penguins come in many shapes and sizes. There are rockhopper penguins and yellow-eyed penguins. Guess how they got their names. There are chin-strap penguins that look like they're wearing a little black cap with a strap tied under their chin. The biggest penguin is the emperor, which is about 4 feet tall. Probably about as tall as you are. The smallest is the doll-sized fairy penguin, which would only come up about as high as your knee and weighs about 2 pounds. But one thing almost all penguins have in common, they appear to be wearing a dark jacket and white shirt front. Most penguins are black and white, but some, like the fairy penguin, are bluish gray. Yet, a penguin's color.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?